And now this is a dictation for Ellen Glanz, GLANZ, August 5, 31. Address is a letter to Betsy, BETSY Levan, LEVS in Victor, ANDNP, 866-419-3504. Dear Mrs. Levant, a follow-up for Mrs. Glanz, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit in March. She has seen Dr. Sevensma, SEVENSMA, cardiology, with plans for pacemaker on the next few days. She comes accompanied with husband and daughter. She has Tachybrady syndrome, hard of hearing, says to be eating well, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, no infection, cloudiness of blood, presently no gross edema, claudication symptoms, says to be physically active, has a chronic question chest pain, again, no changes from baseline, no associated symptoms, also chronic dyspnea, but no oxygen, no CPAP machine, no falling episode. Other review system is negative, medication list review, anticoagulation Eliquis, blood pressure Norvasc, cholesterol treatment, inhalers. Next paragraph, weight 215, blood pressure 138.76, atrial fibrillation rate less than 90, neural wishes consolidation, pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap, ascites, tenderness, or masses. There is obesity, 215, today, no major edema and no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries, August creatinine 2.0, which is baseline. Malanemia 12.4, normal sodium potassium, mal metabolic acidosis 22, present GFR 22, stage 4, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, stable over time, no progression, no indication for dialysis. Dialysis is done based on symptoms in relation to uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, pulmonary edema in a person who has a GFR less than 15 persistently. Presently, no need to change diet for potassium or acid base, has not required any binders, good nutrition, there is anemia but does not require EPO treatment, which is for hemoglobin less than 10, other chemistry is stable, blood pressure is stable on treatment, come back in 6 months.